Hide your kids. Lock the doors. You're listening to HR's most dangerous podcast. Chad Soash and Joel Cheeseman.
Hey, boys and girls, it's Joel Cheeseman of the Chad and Cheese Podcast, and this is The Shred for the second week of March 2023. The Shred is a weekly roundup of who's raised funds, who's been acquired, and who's on the move in the world of recruitment. The Shred is brought to you today, as always, by Recruitology. Recruitology uses AI to connect employers with the right talent through programmatic job distribution, passive candidate matching, and virtual job fairs. You can learn more today by going to recruitology.com/employers. Out of the news in no particular order, Manhattan Beach, California-based Highway Benefits has closed a $3.1 million seed round. This brings total funding to $6.2 million. The company aims to address the $1.8 trillion in student loan debt that 45 million borrowers in the U.S. face by allowing employers to make tax-free contributions of up to $5,250 per employee per year to federal and private student loans. JobGether, a Brussels-based startup, has raised 1.4 million euros in seed funding. This brings total funding to 2.3 million euros. The firm will use the cash to enhance its aggregation capacity and talent acquisition strategy. JobGether uses geo-targeting and AI-powered checks to help identify and score the most flexible employers, creating what the firm calls a, quote, flex score for its users. Founded in 2020, they employ 29 people.
Welcome to all things Scottish. Our slogan is, if it's no Scottish, it's crap!
Edinburgh, Scotland-based Dasana has raised $7.4 million in a seed round. This brings total funding to $12.1 million. The Dasana software lets employers connect to on-demand workspaces in more than 600 cities across 60 countries and includes an interface for managing flexible workspace bookings and meeting rooms, underpinned by a time scheduling portal that permits invoicing by the hour. The fresh funding will be used to boost growth, particularly in the United States. Founded in 2016, the company employs 36 people. Belgian legal tech firm Hinchman, great name, has raised 6.5 million euros in a Series A funding round. This brings total funding to 10.5 million euros. The funds will be used to develop the company's assisted contract drafting platform. The technology is language and system agnostic, according to Hinchman's founders, who also said it has gained more than 100 new customers in 15 countries, a 750% growth rate since its last fundraising round. Founded in 2020, the company employs 40 people. Lisbon startup Coverflex has acquired Italian digital meal voucher company Eats Ready in its first acquisition in Italy. Eats Ready's platform provides digital meal vouchers via an app and has more than 50 active corporate clients and a merchant network of over 2,000 independent restaurants, restaurant chains, supermarket chains, and online delivery services. The acquisition will allow Coverflex to operate in Italy's Buoni Pasto market, and all Eats Ready clients will be migrated to Coverflex's welfare platform in 2023. The acquisition is part of Coverflex's commitment to international expansion following a $15 million Euro Series A raise last month. Cupertino, California-based Glider AI has raised $10 million in Series A funding from Primera Capital and other industry leaders. The funding will be used to further develop the company's proprietary technology and grow its global team. Glider AI provides screening, assessments, coding, video interviews, and upskilling software to help global enterprises and leading staffing firms transform their hiring practice into remote-centric, skills-based processes. Founded in 2020, they employ 105 people. Palo Alto, California-based Wave Life has raised $6 million in a seed investment. This brings total funding to $10 million. The funding will be used to refine their product offering and expand further into the employer space, where mental health has become pivotal for employee satisfaction and retention. Wave Life offers accessible emotional well-being coaching and science-backed techniques to help Gen Z users manage their mental health in and out of the workplace.
Take off, Lee. We're doing our movie. Don't wreck our show, you hoser.
Montreal, Canada-based HR software company GoCo has acquired Toronto-based employee experience and people analytics platform WF Homey. The purchase is aimed at providing more automation for HR workflows and better engagement programs for remote-first companies. WF Homey will join GoCo to focus on developing data-driven workplace products and expanding the company's services. The acquisition follows GoCo's $15 million funding round led by ATX Venture Partners, and the company's plan to expand its suite of employee management solutions with more products and services aimed at enhancing experience and providing people analytics for measuring engagement. Washington, D.C.-based Fount Global has raised $8 million in a Series A. This brings total funding to $10.8 million. The funding will help Fount develop its solution, which allows companies to identify and resolve friction points that affect employee productivity and engagement. Unaddressed friction costs Fortune 500 companies $764 million annually through lost productivity, burnout, and attrition. That's according to Fount. Founded in 2022, the company employs 30 people. Toronto, Canada-based Barley has launched following $4 million in seed funding. The company is aimed at making it easier for employers to understand how to structure pay decisions and explain them to employees. They'll use the funds for product development and to expand go-to-market teams, having established a foothold in the market with integrations with HR and applicant tracking system platforms, including ADP and Greenhouse. Fort Collins, Colorado-based Tilt has raised $10 million in a funding round. This brings total funding to $16.9 million. Tilt provides a platform-based solution to manage employee leave of absence, filling a gap in HR solutions for the complex and dynamic aspects of LOA management that many organizations are not equipped to facilitate. The funding will be used to support Tilt's growth, invest in technology and partnerships, and scale its team to provide a positive experience for employees who need leave. The platform automates HR's busy work, alleviates leave law confusion, educates managers, and increases compliance confidence. Founded in 2017, the company employs 93 people. Guys, all employee data is provided by our friends at LinkedIn. Be sure to tune into the Friday show for this and more news and commentary from the world of recruiting. Big thanks to Recruitology for supporting The Shred. Recruitology brings machine learning and AI to virtual job fairs, candidate matching, and programmatic job distribution. You can learn more, as always, by going to recruitology.com/employers.
Adios, turd nuggets.
You've got questions, we've got answers. Business leadership, ownership, and sales can be challenging. Tune into the Accelerate Your Business Growth podcast to learn from the world's experts. Join me, your host, Diane Helbig, as I chat with people who have expertise in various areas of business. You'll enjoy the lively conversations that are focused on providing you with the ideas, tips, and suggestions you need to realize greater success. Get what you need for your business when you need it from the people who have the answers. Accelerate Your Business Growth is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network and is available on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.